to God. Hallelujah. He is so holy. And he's so precious. And He has us in mind. He's always had us in mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to start a new series, and I know that you're going to like it. Hallelujah. As soon as I get it up here, I got it going. Hallelujah. Honey, if you give me the first page, I'm going to add to that. I'm going to put a little artistry to it. I've got it in my head. I just need some help to get it. And just getting it set up for myself as well. And so if we'll just start, and it says, when shall the righteous shine forth like the Son of God? And so we're going to look at Matthew 13:43. That's where I'm going to take my text out of, and then we're going to go from there. It's kind of cool because the Lord's been working this in my heart for quite some time, and so I'm just putting it in a floor mat so that you can follow. And as I put them up, if you have your notebook in that, it'd be good for you to take down these notes and check them out. But if you'll go to Matthew and we'll take a look at that, those scriptures. We will, it'll do me good and do you good to see where I'm coming from. Hallelujah. And I'll read a couple, three of them, but it says, but then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of God, their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Let me go back up to 42. Then we'll read around this a little bit. And shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. I don't want that one, but go ahead now to go to 43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. I go to 44. Yeah. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for the joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth the field. Now, if we'll just keep that up for a second, I kind of want to kind of elaborate on that a little bit, because my thought is actually the value of your being a human, whether male or female, boy or girl, young or old, and that how valuable it is. And I'm just going to run this thought on you. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hid in a field. So we're seeing here something other than a treasure. We're actually seeing the kingdom of God as a treasure. Because a lot of people, they're knocking the kingdom message. They're knocking the kingdom of God. They want to still live in the 1800s and 1900s of Christianity when that's not where they should be. But there's a because of responsibilities and because of interactions of responsibility, people really don't want that. They would rather just not be so busied by that. But so we find out, can we say that the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a treasure? Can we say the kingdom of heaven is a treasure? Come on, answer me, yes or no, or whatever. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. It's like unto treasure hidden in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth. You see, and the joy thereof goeth, and he sells all that he hath, and he buys the field. And we know that many, many times the word will call us the dirt or the earth or whatever, you know, with the dirt, you see, you know. It's a good thing because, you see, I grow a lot of stuff out of my dirt in the backyard and everybody loves it. And you will too. You'll be surprised how many good things come out of you because he's purchased you. And now all you have to do is have the right seed planted and let it begin to grow in you and have the patience to live in the midst of the weeds sometimes. Because sometimes, you know why weeds come into a garden? Because that's where they will come. You know what keeps the weeds out? I do. You pick him out. You find out a lot of weeds have the same similarity and looks at the baby as the plant that they are actually sucking the life out of. But if you take those weeds out, and see, that's, we're not the weed. You got to get this. We're not even the seed. We're the dirt. Come on. But in the midst of it, the seed is God. It's His Word. It's God in us. As we begin to manage it and to let it grow, it change, it's no longer I that you're looking at. Now we're talking about a kingdom of God now. Living in the kingdom of God. Being a citizen of the kingdom of God. If you're meaning that we abide by the laws of God, hallelujah, that He's set forth within us. Glory to God. And you see, as we abide, His provision is coming our way. As we respond accordingly, His provision is coming our way. And this is a treasure, hallelujah, that He's found. You gotta get this. In the field, there. And you. My God. When you ask the Lord Jesus in your heart, and for the first time, and I'm going to tell you, I needed forgiveness. I still need it, but then I really needed it. I mean, I knew I needed it. I asked the Lord to come in my heart. I mean, He had a lot of stuff I had given Him. It wasn't one little sin. And you know, down the line, it was a ton of them. And I'll never forget it. Just the simple prayer of asking Him in my heart. I never felt so clean in all my life for the first time. I never felt that clean ever. I knew I was forgiven. I didn't have to understand everything. I just had to believe it. And in believing it, I walk in it. In believing it, you walk in it. In believing in the faith of God, you walk in it. Hallelujah. You have a liberty. He's going before you. Hallelujah. Not your old self, not even some of the old habits that haven't yet left. That's not going to dictate to you now who you are if you don't let them. Gee, somebody say amen. This is good preaching. Hallelujah. This should make you happy. Glory to God. You shouldn't have any problems or any worries because you see, what happened here is He bought the field. You know what He did? He said, Jesus, come in my heart. And then He said, I'll be baptized in Jesus' name. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You think Jesus was baptizing in any other way? I don't think so. Okay, now look at this. the which when the man had found, he hid it, and for the joy thereof he goeth and he selleth all that he hath. Where did he hide it? In the field. Who's the field? We are. Now I'm going to tell you, I know this is pretty simple teaching, but it isn't simple to receive because I work with people every day. And I have to keep encouraging them that they are saved, even when they make a mistake. That all they have to do is repent. All they have to do is ask the Lord to forgive them and mean it. You see, the difference about just saying something and meaning it is you do what you say. If you don't do what you say, your word isn't any good to you or to nobody else. And so you got to mean what you say. In other words, you got to do what you say. As that happens, hallelujah. See, so he went and bought that field. Hallelujah. Because it's a hidden treasure, and everybody knows that treasures are wonderful. Hallelujah. And so if we'll bring up the second slide now, honey. This is where we're going to jump from. I want you to realize what a value you are as human beings in the kingdom of God today on this earth. It's important. Hallelujah. It should be motivating. How many want to be successful? How are you going to do it? Win the lotto? My brother's been buying lotto tickets. You know, he has actually bushel baskets. I mean, these 55-gallon bags of lotto tickets. You think that's extreme? He's not alone. Why? Gotta tell you. Glory to God. If you want to be successful, you're going to have to apply yourself to be successful. Or you will not be successful. But as you apply yourself in Christ, you watch and see. Hallelujah. He's given us all these things. It is a hidden treasure. He has given it to us. And now as we receive it, we can begin to believe it to the point of total restoration, of totally being brought up in Christ, totally having everything. How many are satisfied with what they have? Are you satisfied with what you have, honey? Either way, don't make any difference. Materially. You couldn't have more? Hallelujah. Well, that's a good thing. That's spiritual. He says to do that, to be content with where you are. But does that mean that you can't go further? What it means is don't come under stress of it, but don't stop reaching for a higher point. Don't stop reaching for more. It took me a long time to get out of a General Motors into a Ford. Hallelujah. It took the grace and the mercy of God. It takes the grace and the mercy of God to take us, listen, to take us from one point to another. It doesn't, I'm not, I just said that for a little expression, okay? But the truth of the matter is that I want you to be happy and content and where you are, but knowing that there's more to receive, that there's a greater dimension of success in God, but you will have to do something in order to receive it. You're going to have to purchase your field, or you're going to have to